Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, bro.
Alright, bet.
The colors are moving. This is your boy Emiliano, and I'm with Alejandro with two A's, but the first A is silent. What's up, boy?
You already know. What's good? Oh, man. It's been a while.
What's been a while? The podcast?
Well, since I touched this mic and we made a podcast, yeah.
Hey, bro, that's true, but, you know, we're consistent. One each week.
This is episode 6.
Oh, shit.
006. 006.
Past 5.
No, it's 00. Oh, yeah, 006. Okay. Yeah. I was tripping. Damn, imagine whenever we're in the triple digits.
We're going to be like 600.
For real. But what's it called? Yeah, it's been a long time. But the thing is, we had them pre-recorded, so it wasn't like too bad. Well, I mean, we had some other ones pre-recorded, no?
I guess, yeah, but.
But we had this one scheduled, though, so it was lit. So yeah. It came off. Like, it just uploaded.
It was our longest podcast yet.
Yeah. Two hours. I don't know. You think they listened through it or not?
I mean, I hope. You know, my boy over there in Portugal that's listening, you know, thanks for his support.
Shout out. No, my bad. I don't know. Can you hear the audio when I sipped?
I didn't pay attention, but
okay. Probably. Well, shout out to my boy Portugal. Our viewers are 90. They're 94% U.S. and they're 5% Portugal and 1% Mexico.
So it's not 94. Oh yeah, it's 94.
Well, I took like 2 seconds to do that. Basic math.
I was thinking 96.
But nah, it was cool because we had 98 U.S., 1% Portugal, and then 1% Mexico. But like you said, he told his friends. So
yeah. So you know, if you're out there listening to this, you know, hit us up. What's up, man?
What's up, bro? We want to chat with you.
Hell yeah.
Send us a DM on Instagram. Yeah. You already know if you follow us. You just...
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look up how to say hi in Portuguese. Hola, I think.
No. It's a different language. But just don't be shy, bro. We don't bite. And if we do bite, we'll kiss you after. You know?
Head ass. What if it's a girl?
We'll kiss her before and after.
English to Portugal.
But what's it called? Yeah, just look it up. English, Portugal.
Portuguese. Is it Portuguese?
Yeah, right. Portuguese. That's the language, yeah.
But I mean,
shout out Ronaldo.
There's a pretty sure there's a difference between the one in Brazil.
Oh yeah.
And so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Alright, so that's yeah, like, see, it's hola.
Hola?
Yeah.
Oh, hola amigo.
Or actually.
It's hola.
It's oi.
Oi?
Yeah. Hi.
For real?
Oi.
That sounds like whenever you step on a friend, oi, you know, oi. You get hit,
yeah.
Oi, that's fucking hilarious. What's it called? Yeah, so I have a topic right off the bat, off.
What is it?
We talked about this 2 weeks ago, remember?
No.
How we can't afford to die.
Oh, bro, shit, bro, that's sad, if you think about it.
Yeah. I forgot how you just putting your feet right next to the chips. No, that's how they got the cheese flavor.
Yeah.
What's it called? I forgot how the conversation was going. How did it start whenever we're talking about, like, I was saying something about driving or something, or I don't know.
I don't know, but the point is, I mean, dying is expensive.
Yeah.
And
funerals are expensive. Dying's free.
But I mean, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, but either way.
I mean, either you pay for it or your family's going to have to pay for it.
I mean,
it.
I don't think once you're here, you're going to pay. Well, I mean, unless you got money left over, but.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, for sure.
So you got to start saving up to die?
Yeah. The average funeral is like around $10,000,
$13,000.
Fuck that. So before you do anything stupid, if you're not going to do anything stupid, make sure you got at least.
Yeah, like if you have $100, put half of it into your dying account.
your dying account.
Yeah, I mean, that's a new thing we're gonna make. Dying accounts.
Dying accounts.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a new bank.
No more retirement funds. Just
dying accounts.
Yep. You gotta get ready for whenever you die. Write everything in your will. But what's it called? Yeah, I wanted to elaborate more on that. Like, why can't we afford to die? First of all, I think I've written some shit down here. Like, give me a sec.
You said dying is free.
Dying is free. Yeah,
but why is it so expensive?
Dying?
To put us in the box.
Oh, no, I could just dig a hole, give me like 30 minutes, and you'll be in there. Nah, yeah. Is it 6 feet? Nah. I don't think 30 minutes I could do that. I could barely dig like...
Well, if you have a... You know,
oh, yeah, no, that'd be easy. Sure,
yeah.
I'll have you in there like 15 minutes in and out, you know, and then stuff like that. But what's it called? Yeah, no. Yeah, it's a lot of labor. So, I mean, and, like, would you want to, you got to think about it, too. Why is it so expensive? Like, you think anybody's going to want to.
Why is a box so expensive?
The box? The you got to go out looking like the best. Your suit.
Nobody's going to look at the box. It's going to be in the ground.
Or you know what they can do? Covered. They bury you. And then, you know, they put you down. Everyone's like, oh, okay, he's buried or whatever. And then, like, the next day, they're digging that box out and they use it for the next guy.
Probably.
And then they just leave you in the dirt.
Grave robbery, you know?
Yeah.
What do you want to take to the grave?
Me?
Like, with the... Or are you going to be cremated? Or are you going to, like...
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think about dying too much. I want to say buried.
You want to be buried?
Yeah, because I don't know. If I was in ashes, I don't know where, like... Because, you know, you always got to get spreaded somewhere.
I mean, not always. They can always keep you at your house.
Yeah, but then I already know someone's going to break me. And then Riley. No.
Well, hopefully you don't die soon.
Yeah. Yeah, because dogs, I think. Oh, well, at least Riley. She's kind of like a mutt, but average dog is like, what, 18 years maybe? Not 18, probably like
12.
10. Probably like 10. Labradors go to 18. That's why I just say 18. But yeah, hopefully I'll live Riley. But I want her to live the rest of her life.
Riley's funeral.
Not exactly.
Bro, that's sad.
Yeah, I was talking to Danny literally yesterday.
Yeah.
No, not yesterday. It's too soon.
Danny is your sister?
Yeah.
For the people that don't know.
Yeah. Daniel. So I was talking to Daniel the other day, and we brought up how whenever Riley's time comes, if we're going to like, because I was saying I want to take her to a taxidermy and stuff her.
Yeah.
What's your opinions on that?
I mean,
like stuffing. Would you stuff your dog?
Probably not.
Oh, am I a little too loud?
Just a little bit.
Sounded weird. Okay, my bad. But, yeah, you wouldn't stuff up your dog?
No.
No? Why?
I mean, it's like Jeff was saying, like, he wanted to clonate fucking Nerve.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think that's weird.
You think so?
I think so. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Cremating?
Oh,
cloning?
Yeah.
No, we're in a whole different ballpark,
like,
buddy.
Well, yeah, but still, like, what would you do with it?
What?
Where would you put Riley? Stuff the Riley.
Oh, like, probably the entrance to the house?
What the fuck? So you're going to keep saying hi to her every time you walk in?
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
No, it's not.
That's kind of crazy,
You don't think whenever someone dies, they look at their photo like, oh.
But they're not stuffed.
They touch
the photo. You can have a picture of her.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's like a serial killer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's say a serial killer named Bob kills his wife.
Bob kills his wife? Okay.
Yeah, all right. But he keeps her.
Yeah.
Like the corpse. He keeps the corpse. And then he stuffs her. Isn't that weird?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But you know, like, why do you think they do it with deers? You think that's weird?
But that's not your dog.
It's... Anything you stuff was alive at one point.
Okay, but even that's Chucky. Like to show off. Are you going to show off Riley? Like
stuff. Hell yeah. It's my dog, you know? Like, she's so chilling with me. If you look at her long enough, her eyes will blink, you know?
The fuck?
I'll tell him that. I don't know. It was just something I brought up because I saw it on TV where these guys had, like, it was kind of like a weird show, too. They had, like, three dogs stuffed up and stuff, and they just had them, like, lined up and stuff. And, yeah, so they just had the three dogs like on their
Duck Dynasty?
Like sitting. No, it wasn't Duck Dynasty. They had deers, obviously, yeah. But no, it was kind of like it was some hillbilly people, like out in the south, probably like Georgia or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah, they just had them stuffed. They just had them chilling there, but
hell no.
Oh no, but what would you do, your dog? I mean, buried, no. Burned, or stuffed, or how about like half and half?
What?
That's messed up, huh? Half and half. They're gonna think I'm a fucking hoe now.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
I
don't know.
I think I would fucking just have him cremated.
Cremated?
I don't know.
You're gonna have a jar of your dog.
About that.
What if you okay? Let's say you have your dog cremated, and like let's just say there's another family member cremated, right?
Okay.
What if they mess up and they take the jar and pretend. So and so, like Hannah, wants to be dumped in the lake or some shit, you know? But you throw the dog's ashes in mistake.
Well, then my dog is gonna go have fun at the lake.
But then you gotta go back and get Hannah. You think Hannah's gonna be like, oh, but she's gonna be with the dog. But what if they didn't get along? Think about that.
Bro, the lake is pretty big.
Yeah, but their spirits are gonna be around.
Well, shit, they're gonna have to be fighting, and then they're gonna be fucking, you know, hunting people and shit.
Didn't Tupac get smoked? His ashes?
Tupac's alive. I don't know what are you talking about, bro.
Yeah.
Tupac's alive. He's chilling in Cuba, bro.
They chopped off a finger.
He's actually a listener. Yeah. He hit me up.
Oh, yeah?
He told me that he listens to the podcast.
Tell him to come through one day.
We have to go over there.
Tell him to book us a flight and we'll be on our way.
We can't book it, bro. It's
low key. Yeah, we can't, like, send some money in, like, wire account or what?
Bro, no.
He can send Bitcoin. They ain't gonna track that shit down.
Bro, he uses all the pesos. Well, I don't know what they use over there in Havana.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's it called? The cars over there are nice in Cuba.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of Cuba? What do you think of Cuba in general?
I mean, I think it's a beautiful country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, the culture, Fast and Furious, is what.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing I've seen.
It doesn't start there, though.
It doesn't start there, you know?
Nah.
But, you know, like, what I saw from that movie,
mm-hmm.
Well, the beginning was pretty lit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of sad, too. Well, really? Not kind of, it's pretty sad.
The whole movie?
Yeah. Well, not the movie. I'm just talking about Cuba in general. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, they barely get any food. I had a friend. She was from Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
She would tell me that she, the government had, like, portions of food.
Oh, yeah. It's all corrupt and shit.
Yeah. So, like, there was, like, two sides. The rich side and the poor side. And, like, the rich side, it's, like, everything that you can think of. Like, all badass cars and everything.
Yeah.
The poor side is, like, they never advance.
They have to... Everyone in Cuba is a mechanic, pretty much. Because, like, they have a law where, like, some the free trade agreement, I don't know, some shit. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm probably most likely wrong. Boy. Like, the cars that they have, that's why they have so many classic cars, like from the 70s and 80s and whatever. Because they can't get no cars from here or, like, Japan and all that stuff because of the dictatorship or whatever they got over there. And, so they're forcefully, like, using, like, other car parts and making, like, fixing their own cars and stuff. And, like, people here, like, damn, them hoes nice. But over there, like, man, fuck this shit, you know?
The shit probably, like, barely even runs.
Yeah, they're over here, like, damn, I'm over here changing, you know, like, changing the battery every, like, week or so or whatever.
Getting an oil change, like. Well, you don't get oil change.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, I have a Tesla.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Hell yeah.
I don't miss no gas stations, none of that.
Exactly.
The only time I go in there is to take a shit and brag about how my car. Nah, but yeah, I don't know. Teslas are nice, man. We always bring them up.
Wait, every other
episode. All right, well, go ahead, yeah, Cuba. Yeah.
I was gonna say about Cuba, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Cuba.
Yeah.
You know, like all their soccer players and stuff. They're like
doctors,
and they're ass. Yeah, because like. They're like, well, maybe not doctors, but like, they're like the guy that works in the corner store, you know? Like,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like, they don't have a professional league, or at least not back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2010, for sure.
Yeah.
Because that's when, like, I saw them play, and then that's what they were saying, that, you know, like all the players from Cuba.
What's that? What'd you hear?
What the fuck was that?
What'd you hear?
What the fuck?
What'd you hear? You know what that was?
What?
That was like gas coming out of my throat. I felt like a frog.
They have monsters in this bitch.
Right? I thought it was quiet. you never had one of those?
Yeah, but I've never heard it like that.
I was about to say, no,
it's kind of scary, man. It's kind of scary.
It's the champagne.
It's kind of scary.
It's the bubbles.
It's kind of. Hey, all right. So changing topic.
Mm-hmm.
You remember box stops?
Box stop?
Box tops.
Oh, that was like the shit on the cereal box, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about it?
So, you know how back in the day, like, you had to cut them out, take them to your school, and then mm-hmm. give them to the teacher, and then, like, you'll get some shit?
Yeah, like an eraser or some shit?
Yeah. So now,
bro,
I went to the store.
Scan that shit?
Yeah. Fucking scan it. You don't have to cut it no more.
I mean, but that's a waste, too, if you think about it, though. They're saving cardboard.
But, bro, that's the whole fucking thing. That was, like, the point of, like, having fun, like, you know, buying cereal. Bro, you can go to the store and fucking scan every single box up you can.
For real?
I mean, I don't know how the shit
works.
There's
no safety mechanism. It's not inside
the box.
I don't know.
It's outside. Oh, maybe
they should put it inside. You know, like the little flat. Once you, you know, you peel it open or whatever.
But like the box said, like no more need to cut or some shit. Like just scan. I was like, what the fuck? Like I don't know. That pissed me off.
Hippies, bro. Hippies.
Fucking millennials.
I like hippies, but depends how hip you are.
Yeah,
the hippity hop
weekend, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I smoked so much.
Oh yeah, hold on. Scratch this real quick. Like, so you were gone. Where were you?
I was not, bro. So I went to my cousin's birthday party.
Okay.
So we rented a house. A lake house.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty lit.
Was I invited or no? I mean, I was in the room right here whenever she brought it up. So technically, in my case, I was like, "Oh, I'm invited."
She said family only, but
I just never got the invite. But yeah, it's okay. All good.
But yeah, yeah. So pretty much we went over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got there on Thursday.
Yeah.
Kind of late.
Mm-hmm.
But I made it.
Like always, but
not really. So like, my cousin has like other cousins that are not my cousins. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really talk to them. I don't really know who they are.
They're just cousins.
Yeah. But okay. I knew they were there.
Okay.
So
I'm taking a little sip break. Just put some more juice on yourself, boy. This man.
Oh, well.
Okay.
We got there and they were there.
Mm-hmm.
They were the first like to arrive at the house or whatever. So when we got there, it was kind of awkward because I didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
So we unloaded our stuff. We went to keep going. We started looking around the house and shit.
Okay.
You know, and
checking that out, scoping the area.
Yeah.
Can you still hear me or not? I was like,
sound far.
I am so sorry, guys. I am pouring up a beverage right now.
Okay. Well, once we like found our room or whatever, we sparked one up.
Oh, what?
We sparked one up.
Oh, okay. I thought something blew up. Was it what?
We sparked one up.
Okay.
And we smoked. And then my other cousin got there. Okay. You know, they unloaded their stuff. And then the first thing he tells me is like, let's go smoke.
Yeah.
So we went up to the balcony, started smoking. And then his other cousin came up. Yeah. And then he was like, oh, y'all smoking? Let's smoke again. Bruh. And then he brought another joint.
How long ago was that?
Like, that was the Jungle Boys Mimosa.
Oh yeah,
speaking so of mimosas. my cousin got there like at 10. Okay. No. Like at 12.
Mhm.
And then we finished smoking at 3.
So you got there at 12?
He got there at 12. We started smoking at 12 and we finished at 3.
You finished smoking at 3?
Yeah.
Pinche rebels.
And then in the morning,
yeah.
I woke up kind of late. Mm-hmm. And my cousin was already had already smoked,
bruh.
And then I got the two joint, the 2G. I mean,
2G,
the 2 grams of the pre roll.
Okay,
the backwood. We smoked that
mm-hmm.
in the morning. Then we smoked like what we ate, and then we smoked again, bro. I smoked like a good 20 times.
In how many days?
Well. Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning.
You guys came back here Sunday?
Yeah. We smoked one like right before we left. We were finishing packing and he was like, all right, bro, let's go smoke. And then we just started smoking.
That's funny.
And then, yeah, bro, we smoked a lot.
Yeah. Well, at least you got to experience a mimosa now. But homemade mimosas are like, you need the right equipment, man.
You do? What do you need?
Well, not the right equipment. All you literally need is champagne and just orange juice. Or just any type of juice you want. But the easiest way, like, whenever you're drinking, like, just any champagne or whatever, you want to have it in the flute. You know, those little skinny bottles, whatever. Pretty much whenever you pour the champagne, you see, like, more bubbles in it or whatever. And then you fill it up. It's just easier to, because this is, like, a big-ass glass.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know the the servings.
Anyone like this?
Yeah, that has a little, like that? Yeah.
I think I have some.
It was almost no more. I'm already the rest is.
Oh, you want to try the avion?
Yeah. You want to go on a little potty break or what?
Yeah.
All right, hold up, guys. We'll be right back at you. What a break. And we're sponsored by
Avion.
All right, guys. And we're back from that little potty break.
We are back, bitches.
We are back. What's it called?
All right, so I brought him a shot glass.
Mm-hmm.
So grab the tequila.
Okay, I want you to finish your
mimosa.
Yeah, so I could just pour you the rest.
Chug.
On the reel.
Mm. Well, we're at the river.
Uh-huh.
There was fights.
Fights? Who else was there? Like other people? Oh, like
my cousin's cousin.
They fight? Fighting.
Who'd he fight?
Yeah, like his brother.
This nigga.
Because he was drunk.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So, like, they got in the fight.
Oh, it's a nice little packaging.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
What you're about to try is the world's best tasting tequila.
Yeah.
The Avian story begins in the small town of Jesus Maria, Mexico, a town and culture and the Lopez family has cherished for generations. Here, single origin, rare blue agave is grown at the highest elevation and takes 7 to 10 years to reach maturity.
Goddamn, it's kind of so like me.
It's 6 months aged. I don't sound that much, but it's the batch 163, 40% alcohol.
40? Fuck that. This is like 12. So how much you want to pour? Cause this is a big ass shot glass.
Alright, just so here, if you want. I mean, whatever, however much you want. I don't want to get you fucked up.
I'm not gonna be fucked up off of this.
Oh, he said he got big balls.
Like that?
The fuck is that?
I think that's a shot.
You fucking pussy.
That's a shot, bro.
That is not a shot, bro.
I don't like drinking straight up liquor, man. I'm more of a, I'm starting to like more wines. I can see
your face. You're like, oh, like bad memories.
Yeah, not bad memories, but
there you go. That's fine.
If I chase it down, don't judge me, okay?
Nah, because I won't judge you, bro. Like to everyone listening. Wait, fuck, I got it.
Okay.
You can leave it outside.
So. Okay. Yeah, we might get round two, depending on how we feeling right now. But what's it called? Yeah, you finish your thing.
No.
All right, finish that, and then I got you with this.
When what? I was at the river, when I was floating down,
yeah,
bro, I hit my right here, my side, my ribs,
yeah,
with the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that shit hurt. Thought I was gonna pass out.
God, bro, guess how much bottles I bought of what? Just champagne and wine the last 7 days.
The last seven, I'm gonna say four. Am I close?
I don't even know why I'm putting it on if it's already empty.
Am I close?
Yeah, you're close. Probably like 5 or 6. Yeah.
Churracho.
Yeah, it was low key, low key. But what's it called? I don't know. I like. It's cool. It's cool. You know, I like it. It's not bad. You know, some sparkling wine, some dry champagnes.
You know, after seeing people like drunk at the party, you know, and all that, like, I kind of appreciate more weed. You know, now.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
I only drank on Saturday. That was it.
Yeah, only Saturday. One out of 10, tequila. How were you?
I only drink tequila.
Only tequila?
Yeah.
1 out of 10, like, how were you?
Like, fucked up?
Like just drunk-wise.
Well, because before I drank, I had already smoked
okay.
2 joints.
Mm-hmm.
Or 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we smoked again.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if I got fucked up of the fucking alcohol or the weed.
Well, but did
I
you had know how HD much?
Vision for sure.
Did you know how much you drank or no?
It was brand new. The bottle. Well, we're playing beer pong, so.
Y'all play beer pong with tequila?
Yeah.
That ain't beer pong, buddy.
Well, no shit. But,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Change the rules. We had Sprite in the cups.
Oh, yeah?
And then we just took a shot of tequila every time. Or every, yeah. My cousin had two. Every 2 shots, she would take one.
Gotcha.
She didn't want to get fucked up.
Yeah.
And she don't like tequila, so.
Yeah, I don't like being, whenever I drink, I don't like being, like, too fucking, like, sauced and shit, you know what I mean? It's nice, but I don't know. I drink responsibly. That's all I'm going to say, you know.
I mean.
Out of all the times I drink, like, I'm always, like, pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, I know what I'm doing, you know. I know what I said, you know. But, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I take it.
All right, well, cheers.
Cheers,
that's buddy. That's. It wasn't too bad.
It's the world's best tasting tequila, bro.
Is it?
Yeah.
By who?
What do you mean by who?
Like, who proved it? Ooh. It's not strong. It's nice, but if it was a little bit chilled, you know, or cold, I don't know.
I mean, it's aged in a whiskey barrel.
Oh, yeah? I'm just going to be chilling with my,
It says it tastes like, floral with hints of cherry, peach, and pear.
Wow, well, I tasted flowers for sure.
Yeah, I like the packaging.
Yeah, it's nice. You ever bit a flower?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. That tasted like a dandelion.
And I'm building up my collection of bottles.
Mm-hmm.
They're all empty, but
yeah,
this one isn't. So let's see how much.
Do you wanna this one or nah? Nah. Nah.
My mom threw the other one away.
Which one?
The other bottle of those. Remember? You left one here?
Which one?
Remember? The very first one you brought.
Was it like this same one?
I don't know.
Was it like a wine or what was it? Oh, it was wine. Mm-hmm. It was red wine. Threw it away? Yeah.
She was like, you want it? I was like, I mean, I do, but fuck it. Just throw it away.
God damn.
So, I'm sorry.
Just straight up liquor, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
You think that's bad?
Straight up liquor?
Like, I don't like beer and shit. I just like straight up liquor. Like,
I mean, not bad as long as you're just not like.
Just, I mean, it's not like I drink every fucking Friday or, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, like with me, like I said, I bought like fucking like five.
I said that, but we've been fucking the podcast, all the podcasts we've been drinking on Thursdays.
No, no, but I mean, it's like it's weekly, like once every like 7 days. You know what I mean? It's not too bad, yeah. But we haven't recorded the podcast in like a good minute. So when was the last time we like recorded? And recorded? Like,
well, I don't know, but the last two times we recorded, we were drinking.
We weren't?
No.
Really? Yeah. What's wrong with us?
Bro, I don't know. We didn't go.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Fuck. No wonder why it was so fucking boring. And it went so long. With this,
the second part was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
You want to tell me the story of when you fell, when you were pressure washing, and you broke the window?
Oh, yeah. What made you think of the story?
I had it in my notes.
Yeah, okay. So, what's it called? It was me and Carlos, right? And we're pressure washing, and we just got this house on Twin Lakes. So it's a gated community, you know what I mean?
Rich people.
Yeah, rich people, pretty much. And we met him on this. He pretty much messaged us, right? And I'm like, all right, cool. So we went over there, and this guy, his name is Ken, and he's like the whitest guy ever. He was sweet though. I'm not gonna talk bad. I liked him. He's a cool guy.
Whitest, what do you mean? Like,
bald? Pale? Huh?
Like, he was like skin wise or like just like by appearance? Like,
skin wise, but he was red because he was like, you know how white people get red? But he's like a natural, like red. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's bald. He has glasses. You look at him and you're like the average American, not average American.
Like Trump supporter.
Pretty sure he supports Trump. Right. Nothing wrong with that, you know. We don't get into politics no more. Yeah, I don't know.
Man, it was pretty fun. I ain't gonna lie. Do it again. Hell yeah.
Yeah, but either way. But yeah, so we go over there and we're pressure washing. First, we do his driveway and then walkway and all that stuff, sidewalks. And we're like, all right, cool. And then he has a chimney on the. We came to look at it. And I had to borrow one of like those big ass ladders from my dad that, you know, you pull the rope and it extends and shit.
Yeah.
I was scared, man, because what's it called? We had to get up all like pretty much we were like 20 feet like up on the ladder, especially with a pressure washer. We had like an extension thing. So we were reaching it. I was pressure washing. We did the front. It wasn't too high. It was probably like 15. Mm-hmm. No, like it was the highest one. It was like it was 20 feet. And then I think we're about to leave and he's like, hey, you think you could touch up the back one too? I'm like, all right, yeah, cool. It shouldn't be a problem. He has a pool in the backyard, right?
Was he gonna like pay y'all more?
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh, okay. I mean, we ain't gonna do that shit for free.
No, I mean for doing like the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we already agreed on the price for like the chimney, mm-hmm. And then the driveway. You know, the walkway to the door and the sidewalks. We already agreed to a price. We're like, oh, it's gonna be extra. Probably did like 50 or 60 bucks or whatever. It's a nice neighborhood. So we're like, you know. And it wasn't going to take too long, but the way that the backyard was, so let's say this is the chimney right here, right? I'm going to describe this glass. So there's this chimney, and literally 5 feet behind it, it's the hot tub where the pool is, right? So I lean the ladder like this, and right here where my pinky's at, that's where the hot tub is, right?
Try to describe it to the viewers.
Okay. I
mean, the listeners.
It's kind of hard. It's really hard. If we had an audio, it would have been, or a video, it would have been way better. So pretty much, there's his back chimney. This is his backyard, right? And then, if you're looking, I don't know, let's just say you're looking north side. Man, I'm gonna get so fucking chewed up for this shit. But, yeah, so, like, it's like 2 feet away, there's his hot tub. and there's this hot tub, you know, the little circle. It's like a lifted circle hot tub or whatever, like lifted from the floor, you know what I mean? You kind of like had to put your leg over and get in it. Either way, so we put the ladder leaning on that, but it's tile, it's like concrete. It's like a tile concrete or whatever. It's not the best spot to put it because it's like slippery and it's wet, right? So I get up on the ladder and I tell Carlos, like, yo, hold this thing, man. Like, I ain't trying to fall. And then it started shaking the ladder. And then, what's it called? Out of nowhere, it just, like, I just slip. I think I'm like, the ladder starts going left and right. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I'm getting scared, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. I'm all the way up there. And then all I hear is a whole bunch of, like, the ladder's aluminum, by the way. So all you hear is metal just go, like, you know, fall. And then I'm like, I hear the noise. I'm like, man, I'm about to take a good fall right now. So when I'm up on there, I fall. First thing I hit, one of my legs gets caught up in the stair thing, like on the holes, right? So I'm like, bro, if I fall like this, I'm about to like break my leg or something. And then Carlos is down, like just holding the ladder. The first thing this motherfucker does, he grabs his arm like if he's fucking Popeye, like he's gonna do an uppercut.
Yeah.
He puts his arm between one of the like the steps and he's holding that bitch like that. And then the white guy's like, oh shit. Uh-huh. He's just looking, you know? And then he grabs the ladder too. And then I fall. I hit the ground like three times and then I really mess up my leg. And I hit my elbow, my leg took some damage and my ass. So the whole time I was like, damn. And he was like, hey, rest up. So I was just chilling there for like 10 minutes. His wife brought out like ice packs and like bags of ice and stuff like that. Yeah. And even like a hot and ice cream or whatever, like for the muscles. And then I'm over here doing that. And then he's just like, are you okay? Okay. Bro, this man, he was nice. I'm pretty sure he didn't want to get sued.
It was your fault.
That's true, but he was nice.
Yeah. I don't think he thought about fucking suing you. Or you were suing him.
Nah, not for sure. Nah. Yeah. Especially just looking at us.
I'm about to put this bitch.
Little high school kids, you know what I mean? He was cool. He always came at Kroger shopping all the time. And whenever we see him, we're like, hey, how's it going? You know, we say hi and stuff like that.
But didn't you have to, like, pay to fix the window and shit?
Or, no, like, it didn't break the window.
It broke the screen, right?
Nah. That was on the front chimney.
Oh, okay.
It broke the screen, so I had to get a screen. And he was like, "Oh, you could take it here," and all that. I was like, "Man, fuck that! I'm about to get my own estimate and shit."
So you still made money though, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. It wasn't too bad. It's probably like 12, 15 bucks or something like that off. But we were smart, so we charged them even a little bit more.
Yeah.
So it kind of like balanced out. You know what I mean?
Hopefully, he's not listening to this, but.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's a cool guy. We always see him whenever we see him at Kroger. We'd always say hi, but then something happened. I forgot what happened. He wanted us to do some other stuff. Oh, we did his deck. We went to his house like 3-4 times. Like we pretty much cleaned almost his whole like property. Besides the no, we even did the fences. We did. I even went there with Ahmed. We did the wooden deck and stuff. But I think with the fence, we didn't do really too much, like too of a good job, because with fences, it's really hard. You have to keep the pressure washer like at the same level distance. Because if you go in, it's gonna make a deeper penetration, and wherever you made the deeper penetration, it's gonna be lighter, obviously, than the rest. So you have to stay level and stuff like that. And yeah, and then he wanted us to prime the wood and all that shit.
Oh shit!
And we're like, man, fuck that. He even had a patio, bro, and we pressure washed the like. You know how, like, in my backyard, we have a little, like, overhang?
Yeah.
And there's, like, pillars that holds it up, the support system? It was wood on his, so we cleaned everything, the whole, like, wooden deck and all that stuff. And motherfucker wanted us to prime it. He was like, oh, you could buy this primer. We never went to prime it. And then we'll still see him at Kroger.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, hey, Mr. Ken. And he kind of looks at us. And, oh, how's it going? Kind of like, you know, like, fucking bitch, you didn't. Bro, we didn't prime or whatever.
I had to do it, bitch.
Yeah. No, he got some other guy.
Oh.
He got some other guy. Just he doesn't smart. Look like, yeah. He doesn't look like the type of person. He's probably just trying to get us to do it like the cheapest. Which is nothing wrong with that. We're making money. We're like in high school and stuff, so
yeah.
Does anything help that, you know? But yeah, that's what ended up happening. And then we were at the store and me and Carlos were like, oh fuck, we never went to go prime it, so like we'll kind of sneak in the back and like look around, and then we'll see him checking out. He pretends like he doesn't see us. And stuff like that. I'm like,
yeah,
we still got pay, motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. We still got pay for cleaning the decks. We just didn't get paid for the priming because I was like, man, that's gonna be a separate thing.
I mean, y'all didn't do it, so why would you get paid? Hmm? Y'all didn't do it, so why would y'all get paid?
We didn't agree on the primary. Yeah. Like, shit, whenever I do business, I'm making sure. I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And stuff like that. I'm like, if you want that, it's going to be extra. Because you don't want to, like, put everything in. Like, pretty much you want to be a man of your word. And I didn't give him my word that we were going to prime it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I never said, never shook his hand and stuff like that. But, yeah, all that's a sign of respect. If I say I'm going to be there at 5:30, I'm going to be there at 5:30.
5:39. Yeah. Because you got to go get breakfast.
Exactly. Yeah. And if I'm already late, I'm going to get breakfast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if I'm in a good mood, I bring something for you too. Just, you know, if I text you, I'm going to be late. If you give me a good text back, you'll get something back.
Oh, you heard that?
You get a coffee, you get a little biscuit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You probably get the hash browns I didn't eat.
They fell on the floor. Just threw them back.
I would have still ate them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would have still ate them, but yeah, man, that was a story about me.
Hey, so you know how like in school, like, did you ever have to sell chocolate or
any of that?
Yeah.
At me? Yeah, I think I sold chocolate twice. No, I think I sold it twice, but it was like separate years.
Or you know when you had to sell like shit for like wrapping paper and shit?
Wrapping paper.
Or like, you know, like they gave you a catalog and then you would go around like fucking and then
like door to door and shit.
Yeah, if you sold like this number of items, you get like something cool.
Yeah, the winner gets like an iPad, but it's not even Apple, it's like a ghetto like
But in the fucking paper it says like it has an actual Apple
iPad. Yeah, but it's not.
Yeah. So
we should sue the school for that.
Yeah.
Take them back.
Because if you think about it, those big corporations or like the companies that decided to do that, they're pretty much getting kids to work for them.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
That's fucked up. I mean, but yeah. The school's smart.
They're like, I'm going to get these little motherfuckers to like go sell shit for me, you know, and then.
Because they already make the money. They already give them to the school. Like, they don't give them to the school.
They don't
the school
buys them. They don't want to go hire, like, normal people to go door to door. They're like, oh, I'm just going to get all these fucking motherfuckers.
It's a kid. Pretend if I show up to your door right now. Yeah. Hey, my big ass. Hey, I'm selling chocolate.
Yeah, well.
And if you get, like Gohan or some shit, your little brother. Who would you buy chocolate from?
Well, I guess him.
Yeah? Why?
Because he look, you know. Little kid.
Yeah, little kid, you know.
He tells me like, oh, it's for my school, it's gonna help me out, you know, like you wanna support and shit.
Yeah.
But god damn, that nigga loud.
Yeah, he loud.
Yeah.
Sorry. He loud. I'm about to go smack his ass right now. Yeah,
bear back.
I'm about to slap his head. Bro, he knocked out. No, we didn't actually do that, guys. Maybe we did. But what's it called? Yeah. I mean, that's smart of them to do like little chocolate shit and stuff like that. But yeah.
What's it called? Are you drunk?
Me? Nah, I'm not.
Do you feel it?
Do I look?
I don't know, kind of.
Nah, I mean, I feel good. I mean, bro, I'm big. It takes me a good while to get drunk. Let's talk about our Galveston stories. Whenever we first started to drink.
Well, we met at a Galveston trip.
Oh, yeah, I met you at a Galveston trip, right?
Well,
No, the first place I met you was a Logic concert.
Good, because, like, you were there, but you weren't there with us. Like, you went over there to the, I don't know where the fuck you went.
What do you mean, at the concert?
Yeah, you kind of disappeared for a little bit. We were with Oscar, like, in the front.
You took a hit off the joint, though, no?
No.
You didn't? Mm-hmm. Oh, damn, I think I was.
Yeah, you were fucked up.
Yeah, I was pretty fucking high that day.
Yeah.
But I remember everything. It was funny. No, it was cool. I liked it. But beyond the point,
for Logic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
Oh, yeah. Congrats, man. You a dad now. Congrats. You about to have a little baby boy.
Rat Pack.
You're going to have a little baby boy.
You know, he's been talking about having a kid for a while, you know. And then I think that's why he broke up with Jess. And, you know, now finally, you know, he found a girl that got pregnant. I mean, hopefully turned.
That got pregnant.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
what if
did.
Jess didn't want a baby?
You never know. I don't know what went on with them, but
I think that's why.
Yeah?
I'm going to say that's why. She wanted dogs. Logic wanted a baby.
Yeah. Nah, I think it's deeper than that.
Nah, that's all it was, bro.
You think so?
I don't know.
I doubt it. He could have just fucked another girl then.
Well, he did.
Well, I mean, like with while he was still with her. That's what I meant.
You think that's why they're getting married? Cause she's pregnant.
Nah.
I mean, hopefully not.
I got some friends. They got kids. They ain't married.
But you know he's famous.
I don't want to see no friends.
You don't want to get sued, you know.
Mhm. I have no friends, bro.
You better sign that prenup.
How many friends do you have?
Like,
I probably got like two. Cause I don't have friends. I have family. You feel me?
Yeah.
Nah, like friends wise, I really don't. Honestly, like it's kind of like it's small.
I mean, like
probably like 10.
If I see them,
mm-hmm.
Or like, oh, that's my friend. You know.
Mhm.
But
what's the difference between a friend and an associate?
An associate?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like a friend and associate.
Well, friend, someone you trust, or right? I mean, for me, that's kind of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll trust you.
Yeah.
To do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
An associate is like.
But you could have a lot of friends. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, friends like and
work,
associates.
Mm-hmm. I have some friends at work,
mm-hmm.
But I also have associates.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh hey. You know.
Hey, Bob. Fucking Bob.
Do you have a Bob that works with you?
Nah.
That'd be fucking hilarious. What's it called? I wanted to talk about this one. Okay. So, I'm going to tell you. Whenever I was working, I was like, man, I was thinking about the podcast, right? And because I was listening to a whole bunch of podcasts today. And I probably listened to, like, I want to say, like, 4 or 5 or whatever. And I was like, you know how we just named the No Name podcast? The No Name podcast, because it has a nice ring to it. It's like, someone's like, hey, what's the name of your podcast? Oh, it's the No Name podcast, you know? And you're like, oh, that's the name? Yeah, it's the No Name podcast.
Yeah, bitch, what's wrong with it?
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I have a kind of a deeper meaning to it. You want to hear it?
What's up?
I guess I was thinking, and I was like, I wrote it on my notes because I wouldn't forget.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, and I put, found a deeper meaning to the quote-unquote No Name podcast title on how it shows. Okay, so I put how it shows the podcast really is nothing but everything at the same time, just like people's worth and self-being during tough times. We all have been sad, we all have been happy. That's the beauty of everyday life. So I don't think less of myself, I just think of myself less. And then I put, yeah, then I just put that. And then I was like, when you think about it, like how I was trying to interpret it, I was like, it's the No Name podcast. So, like, let's just, like, in the, this podcast is going to be pretty lit. You know what I mean? Like, I can see it. People, like, I already see people, hey, man, I really, you know, enjoy your podcast. It's cool and stuff like that. Even if it's friends or just, like, random people we meet, you know, they're going to be like, oh, you know, I like your podcast. And I'm going to be like, I named it the No Name podcast because even though the podcast is big, it's still a No Name podcast. You know what I mean? If it makes sense. Like, we're humble in a way. You know, we're not, like, out here, like, man, that's my, like, you know, like, we're the best fucking shit out here, you know what I mean? And kind of correlate with that too. I was just thinking how, like, I don't know, a whole bunch of people that I see just like on Instagram or whatever, just like social media just in general, they always want to be the face of something, you know what I mean? Like, and no matter what it is they're doing, like let's just say like playing sports, they want to be like the face of soccer or face of baseball, or not even with that, it goes down to like anything that you do. Let's just say you play like, I don't know, like
video game.
Yeah, video games. You want to be like, oh, like, you know how Ninja is like the the number one Fortnite player or whatever. But yeah, they smacked them for real now. Nah, but like Ninja, how like he's a cool guy. He left Twitch because Twitch was like really messing him over or whatever. And he says that he wasn't having fun with it as he was whenever he first started, like, streaming with them, because they wanted to, like what's it called? Like, tell him when to get on. Yeah, control him pretty much. And that's why he switched to the Mixer or whatever.
That's when, like, something you love becomes a job.
Yeah.
Like, and he's not doing it because he loves it anymore. He's doing it because they're making him do it.
Yeah, because they're making him do it and putting all these restrictions on him and stuff like that. And yeah, that's a big thing. Just for like, whenever people just want to get started doing like just YouTube or just podcasts or like, I don't know, models and just with anything you do. Like if you're really passionate about it, it doesn't matter like if you're making money with it. Like is it, like if it really, if you really like doing it, if you really love doing it, then like it doesn't matter how much likes, how much followers, how much people are listening, how much, you know, stuff like that. That, you know what I mean? Like you shouldn't be doing it to like impress people and get stuff out of it. You should just be doing it just because you have the drive, you know, the effort and just the, like the state of mind.
I'm gonna read
like,
your quote. Quote of the day. Quote of the day.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, go ahead.
You heard this before because mm-hmm. it was in a song.
Okay.
By Logic.
Okay.
Says, when we finally go down to something that, which, no, I mean, fuck, I forgot. Scratch that. When we finally got down to something which the individual says he really wants to do, I always say to him, you do that and forget the money. Because if you say getting the money is the most important thing, you will spend your life completely wasting your time. You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living thing. I mean, to go on living, that is to go on doing things you don't like doing, which is stupid. Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way. Alan Watts.
You know who Alan Watts is?
Yeah, some old guy.
No, Alan Watts. He's not like a scientist. Oh, I think a scientist in a way. He's like a really motivational. He's like a psychologist. You know how like the one guy I was talking about, like Bob Proctor.
Yeah.
Earlier, how Bob Proctor saying like he goes deep into like the next level of thinking of like seeing like your goals and stuff like that with life. Alan Watts is pretty much the same
motivational
talker, yeah. Speaker. Not as much motivational, but like, well, yeah, motivational too. But like, whenever they were doing it, they were just talking, like trying to like just get their voice out there. Not really like for the to be like, oh, I'm the motivational guy. Just like they just went to like colleges and they mentored people how to like improve on their quality of life and stuff like that.
You know how like people have like life coaches and shit.
Life coaches?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like life coaches?
Like that they
for sports and shit?
No, like they tell them what to do and like how to live and you know like.
Oh, the coaches like they tell them what to do,
like life coaches.
Oh, okay, yeah. Kind of like teachers in a way, right?
Yeah.
Or like just people like, telling you I'm how pretty, to.
Uh-huh. I think most of it is like just bullshit.
Yeah.
Because if I'm gonna get a life coach, I want fucking like a Gandhi. Like a fucking 100-year plus guy, old guy, fucking in a mountain telling me how to live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're the ones that like already lived a long ass time and seen a lot of shit. You know, I like.
Sure.
I don't want like a fucking like 23-year-old guy telling me fucking being my life coach. Like, bitch, we're almost the same age. Like, fuck, or like a 40-year-old. I mean, nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, I want like an old ass fucking guy that's done like every fucking psychedelic. You know what I mean? Like Alan Watts. Or fucking the other guy. Fuck, what's his name?
Bob Proctor?
Or I was thinking about the other guy.
Which one? Napoleon Hill?
No.
From where?
The guy that... Terrence McKenna.
Okay.
Yeah. Like those people.
Yeah, like, people like that.
Or Gandhi. You know, shit like that.
Yeah, like wise people.
Yeah. Like, I think... I don't know who said that, but supposedly someone went up to Gandhi, right? Like a lady with their son.
Oh, okay.
And then she was like, I can't make my son stop eating like sugar or whatever, sugar shit.
Yeah.
You know, and then he was like, all right, come back in a month. And then she was like, all right, whatever the fuck. And then she left. She came back in a month. And then Gandhi looked at the son and he was like, stop eating sugar. And then she was like, why'd you make me wait a month? And then he said, well, I first had to stop eating sugar and see if I could do it, because I'm not gonna tell someone to stop doing something I can't do.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn.
Yeah, I heard that story. That's what came off.
I have no idea. Oh, my charger.
Oh, okay. I was like, is the microphone still good? What's it called? Yeah, I heard that story too. And yeah, that's true. Pretty much how I tie that up is pretty much if you're going to take advice from somebody, make sure it's advice that from somebody that has the results that you want. You know what I mean? Yeah. kind of like how you're saying, like,
yeah, like, you know, like coaches in high school, they're all fat and shit, right? Mm-hmm. I was talking about this today with my friend.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He was like, bro, you know, like in school, like the coaches are fat and they tell you what to do.
Yeah,
like, but bitch, like, you're fat. What would I do? What you're telling me to do if I'm gonna end up like you?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm gonna fucking listen to someone working out, I'm gonna listen to, like, some guy that's actually, like, buff and is how I wanna be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Joe Rogan.
Or, yeah.
You know? I mean, he's pretty athletic, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, not, I guess, yeah, like, for sure. Like,
for, I'm pretty his sure, age, like, if, and all that, yeah, stuff. Yeah, yeah. No, he's.
But you know what I mean?
He's healthier than shit, than a lot of people in, yeah, this generation.
Sure. That's for sure, for sure.
Yeah. That's pretty much, you know, like, take advice from people you want the results from, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're not gonna. Like, pretty much. Also, too, it's also, I know whenever I do, like, I don't speak on what I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just really.
And if we do, it's just for the fuck of it.
Yeah, and it's for the fuck of it.
Be funny or some shit, but
yeah. Yeah. But like
sarcasm.
But whenever let's just say you're trying to give some advice or some shit, and if you know you don't know much about the topic, usually I'd be like, hey man, like, honestly, I don't have really much.
Like, I would tell you what I would do, but I always tell people, like, but I mean, I don't know. Like,
at the end?
You know, yeah. So, like, just, yeah, in case they do it, like, it's not my fault. I told you I didn't know.
Yeah, same here. I'll just say that honestly, this is not, like, from a place that I'm, you know, like, I don't know, what's a good, like, just, let's just say something that, I don't know, just bring up, like, I don't know, the best, I think the best thing I could talk about this is, and it was also a topic from one of our fans, it was from a while back that he wanted us to talk about this topic, and I was like, this topic, I know only from other people's, I'm gonna fuck up the word, perspective.
Yeah.
Because pretty much he wanted to talk about relationships, right? And I was like, I've never been in, like, no boyfriend, girlfriend shit. Like, we probably talked and shit for, like, a while. It could have been that, but it was never like, hey, you know.
It was never officially.
It was never official. We were like, oh, never a thing or whatever, you know what I mean? Never put a,
yeah,
I don't know, like, what do you do? You mean, sign the deal, you know?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So, like, whenever I see stuff like that, I just see stuff how, like, whenever friends will tell me, like, stuff that they're going through or whatever, mm-hmm, and then they'll be telling me, like, yo, like, what should I do? I was like, bro, I never had a fucking girl. I was like, yeah, I don't know that fucking thing. Like, and like how you were saying, like, I'll be like, man, just from, like, other people, just other stories that I hear, I'll tell them, like, the best scenario that I would do. But I tell them, like, straight up, I'm like, yo, like I've never been in that, like, you know, situation, or I don't want to say situation, but, like, I can't, what's it called, correlate well with that, because I've just never been in that place. But this is what I would say. And then just tell them that, you know, kind of the same thing how you were saying, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Some stuff like that, you know what I mean? But yeah, do you want to elaborate more on that or not?
Which part? The girlfriend, boyfriend thing?
Or just because like, he wanted me to talk about, like, relationships just in general. Just, like, I guess from, like, whenever you start talking to somebody to, like, you seal the deal and then, you know, stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I feel like if you're going to talk to someone,
mm-hmm,
it's because you already like them. Not, yeah, just because, like, I'm just talking to, like, random people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like you have to, like, or, I mean, I guess you never know. Like, it could be you start off as friends and then later on you'll, like, you know? Like,
yeah.
Feel some shit. But, I mean, it's kind of, bro, I don't know, it's hard. Because, like, I'm trying to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I'm trying to, like, I don't know, it's just, you know, that's why we have all these apps, you know, Tinder and
and all that shit,
you know, yeah, like, it's easier to find someone,
mm-hmm,
to talk to.
Oh, yeah. But mostly those apps, like, I feel like, in my opinion, most of those apps, what's it called?
Well, you see, like, I can't talk shit about apps because I've never used them.
Mm-hmm.
I never used them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've used yours, but that was it.
Yeah, a lot of friends have used mine. They'd switch some settings on there, try to
get you free lunches.
Yeah, free lunches. Hey, man, I haven't done that yet, but, you know, one day, you know, just, hey, man, I want to eat at this place, but, you know.
Yeah.
I just.
But, you know, like, once you do start talking to them,
mm-hmm,
you know, like, treat them nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
don't, like, be a talking hoe to them, like you first introduce yourself and stuff.
Don't try to, like, pretend to be something you're not. Mm-hmm. Like, I never saw the point in that.
Yeah, like, stay authentic, just...
Yeah, just, like, you know...
Like, you know, I know a lot of people, they'll just try to, like, what's it called? They'll talk to somebody, and then they'll be like, oh, this... Like, this guy, this girl is so perfect or whatever. I want to be like them and stuff like that. But if you're not like them, why would you try to change who you are trying to impress them? That's just going to make it... Like, they can sense you're, like... Maybe not at first, but, like, you know, over time...
You're like, oh, I thought you were this. You know?
Yeah, you're either gonna, like, one day, either you're gonna, like, break out of character.
Yeah.
Or, like, your normal self.
Have you ever seen Cat in the Hat?
Yeah. Well, the movie?
Yeah.
It's been, like, a long time, but yeah.
I remember when, like, the book, when the guy was trying to talk to the mom in the movie. And then, like, he pretended to be this, like, important person and shit. And then when he would go to his house, like, he took off, like, a faja, you know, and shit. And then
took off what?
Una faja, like a,
okay,
yeah, and yeah. He was fat as fuck, and he was almost like in bankruptcy and shit.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He was pretending to be someone that he wasn't.
Yeah, that he wasn't.
Just to like get with the mom.
Yeah,
but
and what the mom do? He's like kicked out the door.
Kind of at the end, yeah. I don't want to spoil the movie for the people that haven't seen it. You know?
Man,
I'm pretty sure everyone's seen it, but you haven't, so.
I mean, you have. It's been a long
time.
Go
watch it.
My memory is like pretty. Yeah. It's good, but you know, not too good. Like if you were to say what color underwear I wore yesterday, it was black. But like
it was white. Started out as white,
and then it turned into a brown, and then it just went black.
It turned black.
You know, I went out for a run. I saw a dog bark at me. I ran. Got home, I was like,
oh shit, well,
I got brown underwear
there
now.
There goes another underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just throw some bleach on there. You're good. You're good.
Sure.
But yeah.
Inside Out.
What's up?
Inside Out. Inside Out.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Good for another jog.
It's going to go on your shorts and shit, but yeah.
Fuck it.
But yeah, no, that's a good standing point. I see that. Just staying authentic, staying true to yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to get at least... A handful of people. Oh fuck! They finally brought out the real shit.
He's like, I mean, politics was the real shit, you know. But there's too many pussies out there to talk about it, or they get sentimental and then they get emotional, and then you know, it's real life shit.
Yeah, that's just a sensitive topic that people just these days, you know, stuff like that. This whole generation has just been really soft, man. Like, in you know, general, just bro, like
I wanted to do what's it called I want to make a stand-up, like, bit.
Yeah.
I wanted to.
Okay.
I'm thinking about doing it. I don't know. But
yeah.
That'd be kind of weird. I don't know.
Like, doing a stand-up bit?
Yeah.
How would you do it?
Well, I don't know. I have to write it down first and then see where it goes from there.
God.
But I want to talk about that, like, the how sensitive people are now.
On the stand-up thing? You know who does really good well at that? You watch Dave Chappelle or no?
A little bit, yeah. Well, I mean, Joe Rogan, bro, like, he has a bit that he said that when people would, like, if a founding father, one of the founding fathers came here today and he were to see, like, our Constitution, the first thing he would say is, like, y'all motherfuckers didn't fix this. Y'all didn't write anything new. Like, time changes.
Yeah.
Like, I would expect y'all to, like, modify it as time goes on, you know?
The Constitution?
Yeah.
What would they modify, though?
I don't know. That was a joke. I mean.
Oh okay. But oh like, okay. Like, I feel like
humans evolve. I mean, I'm pretty sure they could have came up with some better shit.
It's barely been 1776. It's barely been like what 250, almost 300 years.
Three people.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And but the thing about it too, the people who wrote the Constitution, all those people, they weren't just some fucking. Guys who got straight off of the boat.
They were from Britain. Like, they weren't even U.S. Americans.
Yeah, and I mean, it's because they had the whole war, and they knew what went down, and they pretty much they already knew what caused all that stuff. Like, what's it called? They already knew that. Oh, this event caused this. You know, the Boston Tea Parties and all the fucking massacres and shit, and the rules and regulations, soldiers coming inside their house and shit. They use all the shit that happened to them. And then that's how they kind of like created the Constitution, like the right to bear arms, military can't come in your house. So they're pretty smart, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'm not saying they're not.
Yeah, smart. And to this day, like, I don't think you're the one military just coming in your door, fucking slapping your family around. Hey, make me fucking frijoles.
Yeah,
give me some pork, some steak and shit, you know, and stuff like that. And obviously, but those are some smart ass people out. Yeah, if they were to come in like fucking here, they'll be like, fuck is going on? Yeah. You know what I mean? Definitely.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, times have changed. Things change.
People change. Friend of foe, if it's so, pick a lane. Lil Wayne. Oh, no, man. This is a
song. This man.
When I start rapping.
About to start rapping bars and shit right now. We just literally hit the 1 hour mark right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Gonna
wrap it up.
Yeah, I think we should just wrap this one up. We talked about a good amount of topics, a good amount of stories, you know.
You know, my boy in Portugal, let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what you want to talk about. Hit us up on our IG, 98emiliano_301.
And Patino the Latino, IG and Twitter. That's going to be
all. I don't use Twitter, but I think my Twitter is like YoungGoku98. Or some shit like that.
Jungle, he'll DM us, and then, you know, he can get all stuff from there. But yeah, IG.
Much love over there in Portugal
and Mexico. Yeah, I gave him a shout out earlier too.
Yeah, fuck that nigga, bro. He's good. I ain't gonna hate on him, but you know, it's just Messi's the best. And I'm gonna end up with that.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we're out, and thanks for listening to us.
Bye, bitches.
Bye.